Hi, everybody. It's Ruby, and I am in Washington, D.C. Thanks to the generosity of all of you people who donated to get me here. Can't thank you enough. So my flight was rather uneventful other than being delayed for just a little while. During that little while, I was able to do some work on my caption contest winners. And if my latest post on the blog talks about the caption contest winners. I had a caption contest, and wow, you guys sent in some really creative and funny entries. I had such a good time reading all of those, and I did have a difficult time choosing who the winner was going to be, which is why I chose not only one person to get the I Want It All subscription, but I chose a second place to get the 9-inch subscription and 2 third place winners, because there were enough really good entries to where I just wanted to spread the celebration around a little bit. So I hope everybody enjoys their stories, and I was able to set a few of you up with your new subscriptions while I was waiting at the airport, which was totally cool. I also had a couple of beers. That was totally cool. It made me very happy. There are some advantages to traveling and not having to drive anywhere. So I heard that it was going to be pretty cold here in D.C., so I brought a jacket with me, a nice warm jacket. And I have to tell you guys, so I get here, I go pick up my luggage, and they have double doors going in and out, right? And they're automatic, and so I go out the first set of them. I'm headed outside, and there is a man coming in from outside through the first set. So we are crossing paths a little bit right in that in-between area. And I had watched him just walk out those doors, and he turned right around and came right back in. And he said, "Oh, that's just painful." And he walked back inside. He had a jacket on and everything, but I am guessing that perhaps he was not from this area and perhaps not used to cold weather. And it was a bit of a shock, but I was prepared for it. It is definitely cold here. I think it was 32, and it felt like 23 with the wind chill or whatever. But it's not that much of a challenge for me, because it wasn't like I was standing out in the cold waiting for very long before the van came to take me to the hotel. I'm staying at the Crystal City Reagan Hotel, the Hilton Hotel is actually where I am. They have free wireless here, or it came with the room, because we got room rates for the Catalyst Con people. And I think part of the deal was that we get free wireless. And I was pretty damn impressed to find out that this little tiny computer, little tiny laptop, is running 54 megabytes a second. Good grief. Wish I had that connection at home, I tell you. So this little laptop that I just mentioned was a gift from my sister. And this is enabling me to not only get some work done on my trip, but to record this, put it up, keep you guys up to date, and maybe, just maybe, we'll see how it works. But I'm thinking if it works well enough, I might be able to do some interviews while I'm here. Because talk about a place where there is a whole plethora of people who you want to hear what they have to say. Catalyst Con would be it, absolutely. So my mystery date is tomorrow at noon. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm staying nice and cozy warm in the hotel. I met some friends down at the bar after I got here. It is quite late. I'm on California time still. I should not be still awake. But since the lunch date isn't until noon, and then the keynote ends up, I think that's about 5 o'clock when that first starts, I got plenty of time to sleep in. Still, obviously, have not adjusted to East Coast time, but I'll get there. So, look forward to your next installment tomorrow. All right, hope everybody's doing well. And once again, thanks to everybody for getting me here. Okay, happy pegging.